A reminder from the NAACP. Don't be fooled. Elections matter. Vote.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, a flight carrying nearly 200 Venezuelan nationals deported from the U.S. arrived in Venezuela. That flight accepted by the Venezuelan government, but deportation flights for suspected gang members to El Salvador continue to get scrutiny from a federal judge who wants to know if the Trump administration defied his order. Border czar Tom Homan told ABC, no.
This will be litigated, but as of right now, I've been assured by the highest levels in ICE that every one of these members, TDA.
There's a hearing set for today. Another round of talks underway in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia, looking for a framework to end the war in Ukraine. Severe storms impacted the South. 70 reports of damaging hail from Texas to Tennessee. And DNA testing company 23andMe has filed for bankruptcy, saying it'll stay open. Over the weekend, California's attorney general reminded people of their rights to delete their genetic information. This is ABC News. It was a day of cautious optimism in Rome and at the Vatican. Pope Francis released from a hospital on Sunday, says ABC's Inez de la Catera.
After weeks of waiting and worry, the moment so many had been praying for. Pope Francis appearing in a wheelchair from a balcony at Rome's Gemelli Hospital, waving and smiling. His first public appearance since he was first hospitalized 5 weeks ago. The 88-year-old leader to over 1 billion Catholics worldwide addressing the crowd gathered below, his voice weakened. The Pope then discharged.
It's unclear if he will preside at Easter Mass. Mia Love, the first black woman elected to the House as a Republican, has died. She represented Utah for 4 years. Love was 49. For the second time in a week, a flight from the U.S. to China was delayed. The issue, one of the pilots forgot their passport. That flight had to divert to San Francisco. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. Freebellyrubs.com.
This is Chad Spain. Are you thinking about improving your home? At Chad's Design Build, we're proud to offer remodeling done well with love. And our commitments to you and your home convey that love and spell our name. The Chad's experience is structured to provide excellent communication, honesty, accuracy, detailed proposals, and satisfied customers. We're also committed to making your home comfortable, healthy, attractive, durable, and sustainable. If you want a quality remodel and a quality remodeling experience, go to ChadsDesignBuild.com to learn more.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. It looks like there will be a season 3 of Severance, the hit show that dropped its season 2 finale last week. Director and executive producer Ben Stiller say there will not be as long a wait for season 3 after there was a huge gap in between seasons 1 and 2 thanks to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Apple TV show has been a giant hit for the streamer, which shouldn't be a surprise given 35 people have producer credits, including Ben Stiller and star Adam Scott. I'm late to the party and just started season 1. If you want to share your thoughts on Severance or whatever you're watching, tune in to Nightlight and let's discuss. If you're looking to get into the entertainment business but are lacking material, you might be interested in a piece of intellectual property that just hit the market. The rights to the Texas Chainsaw Massacre have become available, and there will most likely be a bidding war between studios and or actors who want a star. Or you. All you need are some deep pockets. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Badgers women win the national title. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's hockey, Wisconsin with a 4-3 win over Ohio State, winning the national championship. The game in overtime when Wisconsin's Kirsten Sims shot the winning goal on ESPN.
Buck goes off a body, then corralled here by Murphy, sweeping down the wall. Here comes Eden, looking, firing, save me!
Sims' penalty shot near the end of regulation tied it up 3-3, her teammates urging her to volunteer.
I mean, it it kind of was everybody on the bench was like, Sims, you're taking it. And I was like, you know what? Fine, I'll do it. But I was so nervous, but it worked out.
NBA, the Bucks in Phoenix tonight to take on the Suns. College hoops, Greg Gard and the Badgers back home after their season over, losing to BYU 91-89. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Cloudy and a little breezy for a while yet this morning, but the wind will die down and the sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today, 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with some flurries or sprinkles at a high of 47. We're back to 52 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Angela Lang from Block is my guest co-host for the day. We have news, and this shouldn't be a thing, so join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 11. This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
I like Costco. There's real people there. There's no entitlement. There's no I'm better than you. Everyone at Costco knows we're disgusting and we need more stuff now. And a lot of it. There's a sense of community. You can't go to Costco by yourself. You can drive there alone. You have to make some friends on your way in. You can't get a 25-pound salami on your back by yourself. You need some friends. The size of your Titanic sized car, buying 10,000 batteries. We gotta change them every 2.5 years out of the remote. That should hold us. Handing out samples as you're going along to keep up your strength. It's like a white trash marathon. Here's a fried bologna ball. Keep it going. You're doing great. Get to the register. No one's talking about bags at Costco. They don't even have bags. They have boxes with holes in it. There's a dead pig in this yesterday. I don't know if that bothers you. Cardboard's a little wet. Those people know they're not living forever. They sell coffins at the door. They literally sell coffins at the door. It sounds absurd. It's like looking at your car filled with Cheez-Its and Slim Jims. You're like, how much longer can I live like this? You know, I'm gonna buy one. Give me a bottle. I'm gonna use it as my box. Put all my stuff in it.
WMDX 92.7 FM. It's John and Gordy in the morning at a brand new studio. Isn't this nice?
It is very nice. It's our old studio, but completely revamped.
Revamped.
Same room, but wow. Got a great big console in front of us.
We have a gigantic table. And I guess, you know, for all the dignitaries that will eventually show up.
Right. Yeah, plenty of space for them.
There's going to be a name tag and a bottle of water waiting for them.
There
right?
you go. Okay. This would be like a meeting at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah. And Sam is about 45 feet away from us now. Yes. We can barely see him off in the distance.
Thank God for microphones. Otherwise, I'd be screaming at the top of my lungs for you to hear me. Well, so far away.
Yeah. Well, we might resort to that eventually. Now we can't really criticize your hair because we can't see you.
Yeah, perfect. You need like binoculars.
This yes, way. Yes. What does that make boys cry? Is that it?
That's what my shirt says, yes.
All right.
What is the? Where did you get that shirt and why do you wear it?
And it's pink.
What does it mean?
Yeah.
What does
it mean? Well, it says make boys cry. It's pretty self-explanatory, Gordon.
Well, it's pink.
Why? Is that from Barbie? Is that from Barbie?
It's not from Barbie. Oh. I think I got it at like a different rag stock from like over in the Twin Cities somewhere. Apparently rag stock is a chain. I don't know what for. It was just on sale around Christmas time. Yeah. So.
You know, we had to get somebody in here that knows how to, like, produce a show or something like that.
What?
We've got about 8 feet of airspace above our heads.
Yeah.
So, and so does Sam.
Oh.
You know, it's like,
The camera? Can I?
Well, the cameras are let me try this. Aimed a little.
Oh, God.
What's that going to do? Well, okay.
There's like close up of Gordy's hand on the camera. There you go. If you're watching
that,
on the stream.
That didn't do anything.
It's hardly any difference at all there.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's
I
brand
think
new.
Sam could adjust it a little bit, his.
Yeah. Brand new studio.
Get around
so.
To it. Doug has a suggestion right off the bat for the new studio.
Oh, he does.
He says, we got to put purple shag carpeting in the new place.
That's a great suggestion. I like that idea.
Gordy's always spilling coffee in here. Would hide the stains.
Haven't spilled any yet on the first day.
Good luck.
Episode 351 of John and Gordy.
This is really fantastic. We have a Bluetooth mouse connected to our control panel here.
Right.
This is fantastic now.
Yeah. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It really is. I think you could have 8 or 10 people in here, I think. You know, they're going to have more microphones and more chairs.
I think 15 or 20 people, actually.
We've got new chairs.
This is ridiculous.
We like the chairs.
These are really cool chairs. I love
very,
these things.
Very
they're kind
cool.
of medium, tall chairs.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we're working from pedestal microphones. We don't have the stands anymore, but they're on order, I guess.
Yeah. They're not quite done with the studio, but it's good enough to get us going here. So should we check the weather for this Monday? What do you think?
Yeah, why not? You know, it's not going to be a real warm day.
No, but it's going to be okay. No rain, no snow. There was a little dusting of snow overnight.
Yeah, how did that happen?
I
didn't see anything
on
the radar at all before I went to bed.
Yeah, but everything's clearing up nicely this morning. It's cold. It's 31 degrees.
No frost in the car windows. I thought that was a little weird for 30 degrees.
Yeah. Let's check the weather roulette wheel for the afternoon high for today.
Are you going to go with the roulette wheel right away?
Well,
first thing this week?
We'll go with the WMDX Samsung watch, too. But
look
the
at that.
Weather roulette wheel is saying the high today, 45.
That's crazy.
What is your Samsung?
Weather Central has given me the sunrise watch. Sunset thing. I'm just going to give it to you right now because it's so gorgeous, the screen on this.
Okay.
6:53, the sun will be up. In the east and sunset, 7:14. I don't know.
More and more sunshine.
Yeah, more sunshine.
It's all good.
Yeah.
All right. And this is the first day of our double dose of John and Gordy for you WMDX listeners.
Right.
We'll be here in the morning, and then we're going to be filling in for Maggie Dawn this afternoon from 2 until 4 on the network.
Yeah.
So every day this week, you get a double dose of John and Gordy.
Well, you know, why don't you just lock yourselves in the studio to spend a little extra time experimenting with the new place and just stay on the air from 6 a.m. all the way through the end of the day?
I think you've got a great idea there.
Yeah. Let's do that. I'm
going to do
I'm
it every day
it.
This week. Just,
okay.
Why don't you just camp out here? Bring a tent or a cot in. That sounds like a great idea.
Hey, Mr. Big Talker in there.
Yeah.
doesn't have to do the show in the afternoon.
That's right. Yeah, you get the afternoon off.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, time to check the national day calendar for today, the 24th day of March.
Oh, great.
This is very weird. This whole setup.
It seems
is
like
weird.
You're not. You're,
now I don't have eye contact with
I know.
You.
See,
like,
what the hell is that all
I
about?
I have to look over this way.
That's not
crane
right.
my neck around. Okay, we'll
should
get
I,
we'll
should
figure
I move
it out.
A little bit here?
You could sit over there. Why don't you sit out in the hallway?
That's what you're relating up to. All right,
excuse
how about,
me.
This is
it,
better. Huh?
Is it or is it not the National Cocktail Day? How about National Cheesecake Day?
Mm-hmm.
National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day.
Yeah.
Or National Do What You Want Day. What day is it not?
It's well, I know it's National Do What You Want Day.
You can see my screen here.
I know I
this
can.
Is not fair anymore. What you think it's not National?
Yeah.
What?
It's not National Do It Yourself Day.
You're right. Do What You Want Day is what
or
I said.
Do What You Want Day.
It's not that. But it is National Cocktail Day. Do you enjoy an adult beverage every once in a while, John? A national cocktail?
Yeah, I used to. I used to do that. I'd love a beer in the evening.
Mm.
But now that I'm tired all the time, I have one beer. I'm out like a light.
Okay. Well, you can celebrate all your favorite cocktails today on National Cocktail Day. It ushers in all the best ways to savor a beverage at the end of a long workday. Whether you like a fruity drink, blended or on the rocks, this day is for you. Mocktail, virgin, or the real thing, celebrate the lemon, lime, bitters, liquors, and liqueurs that make your favorite beverages the best in your bartender book. Okay, so all you alcoholics out there, drink up. It's your day. All right, next.
Well, you know,
that got nothing. What's the matter?
I was just thinking about the movie I watched last night.
What was it?
I watched the Dean Martin Matt Helm film.
Did you really?
Yeah. The only way that see people didn't know what Matt Helm looked like, and the only identifier was a back shot of him dancing with a beautiful woman,
of course,
holding a drink in his hand.
Yeah.
And the drink was the giveaway. That was Matt Helm. That was the only way to identify Matt Helm, because no one knew what he looked like.
Hmm. Okay. A good movie, huh?
No. None of them were really good movies.
No. But they were moneymakers.
I mean, just imagine Dean Martin acting like he could move or run or jump over something. It doesn't work. I'm not buying that. All right. Excuse anyway, me. That's my Matt Helm
story.
Still
getting over a cold. Okay. Thank you for sharing that. It's National Cheesecake Day. Mm-hmm. Yes, March Madness is for cheesesteak, it says here.
It is, huh?
Let's see. The cheesesteak sandwiches go back to the 1930s, according to... They were first made in Philadelphia. The important thing to remember about this fabulous, juicy sandwich is the hoagie roll, John. The roll is filled with chipped steak.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. And you can order it with or without cheese and onions.
Okay.
I like a good Philly cheesesteak, but they're hard to find around here.
I think they ruin sandwiches with onions.
You think so?
That's where I'm at on it.
Yep. Wow, that's a hot take.
Yeah.
You don't like your onions,
I don't like onions very much,
Speak your onions plenty.
I do.
You do.
Yep.
It's National Chocolate-Covered Raisin Day. Did I even mention that one? I think I skipped it.
But no, I think you said that.
Did I? Yep. Chocolate-covered raisins.
Right.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good to me.
No, they're really good.
Are they?
Yeah.
Chocolate-covered raisins?
But it's been a long, long time. What do they call them? Is it goobers? Is that it?
Raisinettes.
Raisinettes. Like, raisinettes.
Well, I was going to say goobers are like chocolate-covered peanuts, aren't they?
I don't know. But yeah, probably. A goober is a peanut, right?
I'm sure. Raisinettes currently made by Nestle, the third largest candy seller in the U.S. The Blumenthal Chocolate Company introduced the Raisinettes in the U.S. In 1927. They've been around a long time.
Anybody ever buying candy at the concession stand for a movie? Anybody?
Well, it's expensive.
You buy candy there?
It's crazy expensive.
Yeah, popcorn was more expensive, but no one wanted it. Candy.
No.
Except, I brought my own slow pokes in.
You did?
Yeah.
You did. You snuck those in.
Because those things lasted the entire movie.
I like Bunch of Crunch.
Yeah.
One of those.
Yeah.
Those are my favorite, but I don't buy them much anymore.
No.
It's just too expensive when you go to the movies. My God.
It is.
Okay. That's it for the National Day calendar. Do you have any history you want to mention here, Sam? Any birthdays?
Yeah, we don't have
anything.
Yeah, I just realized that now. I'm sorry. I forgot to print it. It's running off the press right now.
Okay. Well, you want to wait and get to it later?
No, we're talking to Pam Yonke up next. Well, okay. I'll give you this. Today, 1958, Elvis was sworn into the Army. It was a big deal back then.
Yeah, that was a big deal.
And in 1972, The Godfather hit theaters. I still haven't seen The Godfather. It's on my need-to-watch list.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, coming up at our 7 o'clock hour, we will debut our Break Into Spring Text to Win statewide contests. Oh, boy, big prizes on the line.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll talk to Pam Yonke next from the Midwest Farm Report on John and Gordy in the Morning, WMDX.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Madison, tax season is here. Ramos Tax Services has been saving you money for over 25 years. Locally owned, open year-round, and the best price in town. Mention this ad and get $20 off your return. RamosTax.com, 658 South Gammon Road. Ramos Tax Service.
NBL Transportation, reliable and on time. Madison's non-emergency medical transportation company is affordable and accepts insurance. Call 608-774-9715 or visit mbltransports.com to schedule your next ride.
Judge Brad Schimmel surrounds himself with extremists. He's supported by national and state anti-abortion organizations because he opposes abortion rights. But don't take my word for it. Hear it from Schimmel himself. When asked about abortion, he said,
"We have to shut this down. We have to shut this down."
When asked about Wisconsin's abortion ban, which doesn't include exceptions for rape, incest, or help of the mother,
"The 1849 ban on abortions, which, by the way, what is flawed about that law? What is flawed about that law?"
Brad Schimmel takes the side of extremists and would place politicians in charge of decisions that individuals should be making. By taking the side of extremists, he's not listening to Wisconsin residents. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel, keep extremist politics out of our court decisions. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
The Dane County Humane Society offers programs for humans of all ages.
Oh, wow.
For kids, there's Camp Paw Print, Scout Workshops, After Dark, and the new Camp Wildside. They also offer field trips, birthday parties, service days, and their new Paws and Pages reading program. Learn more at giveshelter.org/education.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX and 92.7, the John and Gordy in the Morning Show.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
I'm trying to get used to this, the microphone sitting low.
It's like a brand new studio in here. The engineering team did a great job in building this gigantic console in front of us. And everything is different in here now.
Well, you know,
like a brand new studio.
I know that the Trump has had a tough time with airplane landings. We can do it right here in the studio.
we can take
a couple landings here on our long table.
Probably could.
This is amazing. Okay.
It is. It's really nice.
Well,
just going to take a little while to get used to this configuration. But, all good. So Pam Yockey is with us this morning from the Midwest Farm Report to check in on things. Good morning, Pam.
Morning, guys.
Wish you could be here.
I was across the street at the Overture Center yesterday and looked up at the window, and I had no idea what mischief was ongoing.
They really set us up here. And we even have cough buttons now, but they're inoperable at this point. But
not everything is hooked up yet. But
it's a promise of a brand new studio and a new life for both of us.
It's fantastic.
Oh, my.
I know.
It really is a revelation. We
live empty lives, man. this is bad news here. We've got some milk production in Wisconsin a little flat.
Well, it's a little funky to me. Mm-hmm. Part of the reason why it's hard to get your arms around February's milk production is I forgot it was leap year. Leap year really screws up government reporting, if you know what I mean.
Oh, really?
They have to do high math and back out the extra days and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I first look at the Wisconsin milk production figures, it showed that we were down like 4%. And I thought, holy man, that's not the vibe I was getting.
Yeah.
Well, then you read the fine print and they've got an asterisk by everything that says they had to compensate for leap year. So in other words, Wisconsin milk production in reality was flat. I'm more curious about what's going on in other areas. Mm-hmm. California had all those cases of high path avian influenza in their dairy. They still do. They still have cases. Their milk production, according to USDA, was down 7%. But again, like I said, you got to back out that leap year business. Mm-hmm. So I would guess that it's not nearly as dramatic as 7% lower, but we thought that California might be back on the plus side. Overall, the 24 major dairy producing states as a group, pretty much flat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's something that we've got to kind of think about here when it comes to those. Last week we were talking about those cheese plants that are coming online in, I'll call them odd places, like South Dakota, Kansas, things like that, even a couple different plants that are coming online in New York State. Well, milk's going to have to move to those facilities so that they can keep their capacity up. Hmm. You can imagine the investment that these companies have made in these facilities. Hmm. And believe me, their bankers are not going to say, oh, well, your cows aren't close, your milk production's off, we'll just idle you back a little bit. And it's just the opposite. They want them pushing towards capacity so that their numbers work out. And that's why I mentioned you guys off air last week, we could see milk from Wisconsin starting to go towards those populations if they don't have available sources nearby. So it's going to be interesting to watch what happens over the course of the next 2 to 3 months when we get a little bit better handle on if our, we always call it spring flush. Back in the day, spring flush meant that a lot of our dairy cows were having calves. Usually right after they have calves, they have very heavy milk production, really, really robust milk production. There's also the, well, seasonal influence. Normally springtime, we'd have cows out on pasture again. That would normally inspire more robust milk production. With today's dairy industry, we don't see that quite as dramatic as we did when I was a kid, but it's still something that we can keep an eye on. So, like I said, we'll just have to watch and see what happens in the next couple of months.
Now, a little while back, we saw an oversupply of milk, and we had big problems with that. Remember, that was, I guess, in the first Trump administration, and we had a war with Canada in regards to the supply there. And now, if we can transport the milk out of Wisconsin, it won't be such a bad thing to have an oversupply of milk, because now we can ship it to other states where they can produce cheese.
Well, own milk. If they've got a ready supply that's closer than Wisconsin, then it's a financial disadvantage to have to move our milk that far.
But that's true. Yeah.
You know, like you said, if it's flat milk production everywhere, then literally the milk supplies could get a little on the tight side.
Yeah.
Talking with Pam Yonke from Midwest Farm Report. Now, Pam, you've got a story here about Nestle working with farmers on carbon footprint. What's this all about?
So every time I say the phrase sustainability to a production farmer, they usually roll their eyes because it's a phrase that we've been hearing a lot about. And contrary to the national dialogue and really not speaking much about climate change, et cetera, food giant Nestle has decided to partner with the professional dairy producers and work on giving farmers the metrics of measuring sustainability practices on their farm. Nestle has, their goal is to be able to tell consumers exactly how the grain or the dairy or whatever the ingredient was produced or managed. So practices that farmers have been doing for generations may now mean something to a food giant like Nestle, and they may reward you for those practices. So it's a conversation we've been hearing in the background for a while. Walmart wants to know more about where they're ingredients are coming from. Nestle, General Mills, all of them want to have a story to tell the consumers that are asking them questions, the board of directors that are asking them questions. And now, like I said, Nestle is specifically trying to work with farmers in South Central, Southeast, East Central Wisconsin to get some of those answers and give them metrics, actual measurements that they can share. They've got meetings tomorrow up by Kewaunee, and Wednesday at the Compere Financial Office in Sun Prairie, where they're going to be rolling out what they call Tier 2. So it's going to be interesting. I want to find out how much money is really there. How much is Nestle really willing to put forward to pay for these metrics?
Well, I wish we had the Nestle jingle with us right now.
Well, let's just Nestle's do it. Nestle makes the very best chocolate.
There you go.
Right. Remember that, Pam?
Okay. I do.
Pam Yonke.
But I do.
Yes, unfortunately.
Thank you, Pam.
All right.
Very good.
Enjoy your counsel.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Yes, we will.
It's Pam Yonke, Midwest Farm Reporter. That's actually coming up next. And then we're back with Idiocracy on John and Gordy in the morning. WMDX.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Knowing your carbon footprint. For dairy producers, that could mean extra money in your pocket. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Carbon Crops and Cows program presented this week by professional dairy producers. It's a farmer-focused event designed to give the dairy producers that attend the tools and knowledge to measure and manage their farm's sustainability metrics. That also helps you understand opportunities in the marketplace. Shelley Myers, executive director of Professional Dairy Producers, and explains they're now approaching Tier 2 information with encouragement from the food industry.
Tier 2, if they're part of the Nestle Milk Shed, they can choose independently themselves if they want to share their number, and there may be cost share, likely be cost share for them to do some of those things that are on their wish list that could really ultimately measure to, it could be like advancing manure storage or tillage, new tillage equipment, or planting different cover crops, or anything that would help with cow comfort and increasing. It's what sustainability really is, and we know this as farmers, is efficiency and taking care of things better so that we can produce more with less.
Shelley Meyer with the Professional Dairy Producers. They are holding two educational events this week. Tomorrow at Pagel's Ponderosa Dairy in Kewaunee, and Wednesday at Compeer Financial's head office in Sun Prairie. Programs run from 10 until 3. Find more at the Professional Dairy Producers website. That's pdpw.org. Markets are next.
$1 billion. That's how much equipment is stolen from U.S. construction sites every year. These thieves are stalling projects, hurting Wisconsin's family-owned businesses, and driving up costs for everyone. Judge Brad Schimmel takes theft seriously. He holds criminals accountable and protects the people who are just trying to do their jobs. Call Judge Schimmel and thank him for protecting us. Paid for by the Associated Builders and Contractors of Wisconsin.
On Friday, the barrel cheese dropped a penny and a half to 155. 40-pound block cheese was down a penny and three quarters at 160 and a quarter. The AA butter gained three quarters of a cent, finished the week at 230 and a quarter per pound. This morning, the April Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down eight at 1680. May is down a nickel, 1709. Currently, May corn is down a penny, 463. December, down a penny, 450. May soybeans are down three at 10.06. November down 2.5 at 10.05. And July wheat right now down three at 5.71 a bushel. There's a quick snapshot of where the numbers stand. Rolling into a Monday trade session, more available now, MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm PM Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Cloudy and a little breezy for a while yet this morning, but the wind will die down and the sun will come out this afternoon. Our high today, 45. Tonight, partly cloudy, 28. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with some flurries or sprinkles at a high of 47. We're back to 52 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 30.
When you're having computer problems, you need a company you trust to get things working again, quickly and affordably. Madison Computer Works has been doing that for business and residential customers for decades. Our computer care plans take away the hassle of being without your computer or needing to bring it in for repair. Starting at only $10 a month, our local and friendly techs provide remote help and can fix most problems in just minutes. Call 608-231-8000 and sign up today. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Aye, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass, at movedmadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the director of a new documentary called A Road at Night, John Roach. And then actor Ezekiel Drews joins the show to talk about a fun new musical. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
At
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down, until humanity was incapable of solving even its most basic problems.
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
We can duck and cover. There's a fallout shelter right there.
There's no way to survive this, you idiot!
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
6:34, John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX. This portion of John and Gordy in the morning is brought to you by Verlo Mattress of Madison. The misfit, what? You all right?
I feel like we're in this Saturday Night Live bit. They were the public radio announcers.
Oh, really? Sweaty ball program?
Yeah, I'm kind of, you know, slouching into the microphone.
I know.
Hi, Gordy.
Hi. Well, it's a brand new studio, brand new setup, so we're getting used to it. Yeah, kind of breaking it in here.
Yeah.
Verlo mismatch sale, John, is back. It's the biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside. So hurry in now and save an additional 10% off of every mattress and box spring. Wake up and sleep better. Verlo Mattress of Madison with two locations, the east side and the west side, or just go to verlo.com for more information. You know, our next text win contest begins in about a half hour.
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, and it involves Verlo Mattress of
Madison. Oh, my gosh.
In fact, that you were asking me before we went on the air, what's the grand prize?
Yes.
Yeah, well, the grand prize of our text to win break into spring contest that's going to be going on the next couple of weeks, beginning today, beginning in a half hour, is a Verlo mattress, a queen-size mattress setup, brand new queen-size mattress set from Verlo Mattress of Madison. So you want to download the Civic Media app and start entering the contest. We'll give you the keyword in the 7 o'clock hour. And then it also happens at 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m., Monday through Friday, this week and next week. I'll give you more information as we go along. But again, the first contest begins in a half hour right here.
I don't know.
Will Maddie the Mattress present the grand prize winner with their mattress?
You know, we're still in talks with his agent or her agent. I'm not sure which, but yeah, we're trying to work on that. Yeah.
Trying to get Maddie the Mattress on it. All right.
Yeah, we want to have Maddie the Mattress.
I think Maddie was all ready to sue us for saying some not very complimentary things about Maddie's ability to ski.
That was you doing that. We saw some video of Maddie the Mattress.
Yeah, that was hilarious stuff. Yeah, it's on YouTube, right? You can check it out.
It was hilarious.
There. Yeah.
Really good.
But I understand that we're moving the entire grand prize to whoever wins it. You and I. It's statewide contest.
Statewide contest.
I mean, we might be up there in Hayward.
You guys are the moving crew. You're going to hand deliver the mattress.
I think we're in on that. Yeah, we got to work out the details, but yeah, we could be on. Yeah, we could be going way up north.
I know.
It's a statewide contest. So who knows?
We'll get Brittany to help us out.
There you go. That's a good idea. Okay. 6:37. It's time for Idiocracy,
it is,
right?
It is time for Idiocracy.
We do have a phone call.
We do. Let's go to Matt right away.
All right.
Matt in Middleton.
Why not? Let's see. Matt, good morning. Welcome to the John and Gordy Show.
Morning, guys. It's Maddie the caller, not the mattress.
okay.
So I recently was out of work, still am. Might go back soon, but with a back injury, like a sciatic nerve. Compressed disc kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
I'm thinking of healthcare, and I'm seeing Bernie and AOC get crowds larger than, the Roosevelt days, maybe comparable to then.
okay.
And it's all about healthcare. And Victor Fuchs, back in the 70s, a famous economist, wrote about it, how it's an economic and a fiscal issue. America would never have its fiscal books in order until they solved healthcare and had a universal single payer system. And I'm just wondering what you think the pushback here in this country is to that. Is it the racism, the individualism, the fact that people don't want others to have what they have? Because the business community should be up in arms about it. They don't want to pay for healthcare for people, their workers. Why can't it just be a fair tax,
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I've I've wondered about it.
It just boggles my mind.
We've been talking about universal health care on this program since we started, and we think every radio host in the world should be talking about it in regards to the U.S. getting universal health care coverage. It just makes sense. It makes sense to get this off the back of
all the
businesses.
All the nurses, everybody.
Yeah, to some degree, and a lot of them don't. There's ways of paying them, and I know that there are groups of doctors now, and they're independent groups of doctors, and some of them don't want to be a part of a universal health care system, so on and so forth. But, you know, all that stuff can be worked out, definitely. But you're right. Bernie Sanders and AOC both talking about universal health care to huge, huge crowds. And I think this is the end. As you know, right? Everybody's going to agree on this panel that we have here in the studio, our new brand new studio.
Yeah.
I have been saying it for a long,
yes.
long time.
Yes, John,
and,
you have.
And I even mentioned to Ben that we really have to push universal health care as the big issue that will get us elected in the midterms.
Well, we have to look toward the future, and that is the future. It's going to happen. It's going to happen someday. It's just going to, you know, we have to figure out how to get around the lobbyists and the insurance companies and all the people that put the sand in the gears to stop it from passing.
I think we can get them to do it just by talking about it, just as Sanders and AOC are doing right now.
Yeah, they're getting huge crowds.
People are loving the idea of finally not getting those bills in the mail, surprise bills,
right?
And paying their deductible and out of pocket stuff. All of that stuff is just ridiculous. The way they pick our pockets. Just for health care alone, and then they hold it over our heads in case we have a low-paying job, we don't have health care with our job, and now they want to make us work to get health care, which is brutal. I mean, I seriously can't understand how any human can withhold health care from people unless they work, unless they have a value to society.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, just being alive is a value to society, all right?
Okay. Matt, thank you for that call.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks for letting me get on my soapbox here early on in the morning.
We appreciate that. Phone lines are back open, 608-879-8255. That's 608-879-8255. Or text us or call us on the Civic Media app.
Well, let's get to a town hall. You know, these things are going wrong for a lot of Republicans who seem to think that they've got all the right answers. Well, maybe not. But here's a great question. This is Cut 176. Let's listen to it.
I've been in Spokane for 39 years from New Jersey. I've never been involved in politics before, but this is getting really scary. Okay. So the things that frighten me is the way this insane president talks about Canada as a 51st state. Taking Panama by force and buying Greenland. How does this person qualify as sane? Why is he not being impeached right now?
Yes.
Yeah.
What about it?
Let's do it.
Come on.
So, in short, I don't support us absorbing Canada. Canada, that would be like taking... Canada's been a good neighbor. Canada is much more liberal and left-wing than the United States. If we took Canada...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Taking Canada would be like taking another California. It would tilt things towards the Democrats.
Oh, no.
Oh, we don't want that.
We talked about that last week, I think.
Sure, bring Canada on.
Yeah, bring it on, man.
Jeez.
Boy, we'd hold Congress and the Senate for years, decades.
You know, the whole thing about Canada and Panama and, you know, Greenland, it's all just distraction. Those are things they know they're not going to get, but it just it takes the whole press pointing them in a different direction from what all's going on in Washington, D.C., all these job cuts, all the federal workers losing their jobs. Those are just distractions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Now, you know, the veterans were out there protesting Fox News because Fox News was not covering their protests.
Mm.
And there was a gigantic protest out in Washington, D.C. that never got coverage as well. But this cut, let's play a cut 177 from a vet who was very angry
This is my message to the media. First of all, what you need to know is that I'm a nobody. Unfortunately for you, there are tens of millions of nobodies. If you will not report on these protests, we will bring it to your fucking door. And we will do it every day until you cover the truth of what is happening in this country.
Yeah. See, I can never understand what they're
saying. What are they chanting?
I can never understand the chants.
You know, if you're going to make up a chant, make it really, you know, real sharp. Crisp and real sharp, crisp, yeah. So we can all hear it.
I agree.
There should be a class in making chants.
Maybe they're just making us try to feel old here. You know, like we can't. We can't hear the high end.
If it makes you feel better, I can't understand them either.
Okay, good. All right, there we go. Yeah, it does make me feel better. Thank you for throwing that in. So anyway, this is Idiocracy, of course, and WMDX is constantly going through all the media sources to find you the best cuts ever.
That's right.
When it comes to Idiocracy.
Exactly. All right. Yeah, we spare no time in looking for these. We're constantly on the outlook, constantly searching for the best
sound. And we've come up with
sound.
A few, right?
Yeah.
I found this story. This was kind of interesting. You know how Trump is Putin's puppet, right?
Yeah, that's pretty obvious. Yeah.
Yes, that
we've
was
established that.
That was something that Hillary came up with, and boy, it stuck. Well, the Department of Justice has informed European officials that the U.S. is withdrawing from a multinational group established to investigate war crimes in Ukraine and hold those responsible and accountable, including Vladimir Putin.
Wow.
Yes, the U.S. can no longer claim to be the leader of the free world because of this. So there we go. It's done. Withdrawing from the group looking into war crimes.
Just forget about it.
Why would we want to look into something like that?
We wouldn't. But, you know, 50 plus years down the line when we're looking at it with a little bit of hindsight, you know that whoever's president then is going to issue a formal apology and then it'll all be okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
Really? Yeah.
That does normally happen. So.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Good point.
Just forget about it. It's not a big deal. War crimes. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know.
Okay. It is.
Well, we haven't hit the end here. You know, we've got so much more.
We got a couple of minutes here.
Do we do?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, let's get to something else. Let's see here. We've
got so much more extra desk space now.
I know. We can't find our stories.
I know.
I'm
not used to this at all. So I'm a little lost on the desktop. It's huge.
It's
all right.
Massive.
Let's key up 127. Do we have time for this? I think we do. Yes.
Yeah.
All right, let's check this out. This is Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins, who doesn't like farmers very much. Let's listen to this.
Oh, great.
There's another thing here right up your alley. USDA cancels $1 billion in local food purchasing for schools and food banks. How do you justify that?
Well, listen, I think it's really important. And, of course, the left is doing what the left does.
Yeah.
These were COVID-era programs.
Well,
additional funds. And then under Biden, more and more and more and more money. So just yesterday, we're canceling more contracts on food justice for trans people in New York and San Francisco. Obviously, that's different
people.
Than the food programs in the schools. But it is really important. We spend billions and billions and billions of dollars on nutrition programs for lower income and socioeconomically disadvantaged kids.
But the
Biden administration used that to often push money out, taxpayer dollars out, that is not reaching its intended target. So that new program that came in the last few years, again, trying to spend more and more money, we're pulling that back. As we have always said, if we are making mistakes, we will own those mistakes and we will reconfigure. But right now, from what we are viewing, that program was non-essential, that it was a new program, and that it was an effort by the left to continue spending taxpayer dollars that were not necessary.
Isn't that amazing? We're just spending money unnecessarily.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Sure.
On food for people and supporting our farmers. Oh, yeah, that's great from the Ag Secretary.
Mm-hmm. 6:49, we will continue with John and Gordy in the morning in just a moment on WMDX. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
The Verlo Mismatch Sale is back. It's our biggest sale of the year. Mismatch on the outside, the same Verlo long-lasting craftsmanship on the inside, and it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. So hurry in now for additional savings on every mattress and box spring. Plus, get huge savings on adjustable bases. And the more you buy, the more you save on accessory bundles. It's our biggest sale of the year. Wake up. Sleep better. Verlo.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A Washington state audit of rejected 2020 mail-in ballots offers insight on whose ballots are more likely to be rejected and recommends actions to reduce that number, over 37,000 in 2024. Primary reasons for rejection include ballots received or postmarked after Election Day, a missing signature on a ballot envelope, or the voter's signature couldn't be confirmed. Auditors found 2020 rates varied from a high of 1.5% in Franklin County to 0.02% in Columbia County, but they also found higher rejections of younger voters, 18 to 21, where 2.6% of ballots were rejected, and black voters at 2.5%. They also found that non-native English speakers were 47% more likely to have ballots rejected. Signature issues can often be cured, but many voters don't or can't correct it. The auditors recommended outreach programs on college campuses, sending letters and calling voters with curable signature issues, more training on signature verification, opening early voting centers 18 days before the election, an advisory committee for disabled voters, and ballot drop boxes for every 15,000 voters. In the 2024 general election, Washington's statewide rejection rate had dropped to 0.94%, but of those, over 24,000 were rejected for a mismatched signature. Find a link to the audit at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org.
A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Ow!
WMDX, 92.7, John and Gordy.
Yeah, get down.
I'm back. Get up off of that thing.
Oh, yeah. It's cloudy, 31 degrees, high today, about 45. We'll see sunshine later. This portion of the program being brought to you by David J. Frank, your turnkey one-stop landscaping resource, celebrating 65 years in business. In southern Wisconsin, lawn care, flower care, trimming, shaping, pruning. David J. Frank is the largest landscape contractor in the state with offices in Madison, Milwaukee, and Kenosha, and other offices, too. You can find out more at davidjfrank.com. That's davidjfrank.com. What are you signaling over
it's
here?
Like he's got flags in his hands and he's trying to signal way.
Well, we've got so much space over our heads on these cameras.
Oh, right. I know.
I'm just filling the space.
We could do like YMCA.
Yeah,
we could.
There we go.
That'd
see?
Be great.
Yeah.
Good. Hey, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll be launching our Text to Win contest, the Break into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. And we'll tell you more about that in our next hour, okay?
Right.
Get those texting fingers ready.
We're continuing Idiocracy here,
yes,
on the show. And let's get to a former Consumer Financial Protection Bureau director, Rohit Chopra. I probably killed that name, but that's the name. Explains why Elon Musk wants to get rid of the agency and have access to our financial data. This is the former head of the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau that protected consumers. All right. Now, he's got this theory. It has everything to do with the upcoming X Money integration in X. All right. Let's check this out.
Okay.
Cut 130.
Why this is such a big deal?
Well, you know, big tech companies in the U.S. have really been drooling at what they see in China, where Chinese tech companies can conduct surveillance on all Chinese citizens and what they're buying every day. So they're all trying to train their algorithms, artificial intelligence, and that's why you see Google Pay, Apple Pay, and now X Money wants to be able to know everything you're buying, how much you're paying for it, and what were you thinking about at the time? And this really could lay the groundwork for the end of the price tag, where we are purchasing goods based on our behavior and our web browsing history rather than a transparent price, because that is the way these tech companies can make a huge amount of money.
Yes.
Okay.
Who cares about price tag? We just buy impulsively. That's what they're basically saying here. And that's what they're trying to tap into. And it's X Money is the next big thing for Musk, who isn't talking about it, but he's going through our data.
X Money.
At every one of the government departments he's shutting down, he's going through all the data to make sure he knows more and more about us, what we like, what we don't like, and tweaking those algorithms so they don't even have to look at the prices anymore. They just look at our buying habits.
And they, what are they going to do, create their own currency or something? Or with this X Money? I don't quite understand how that's
It's just like PayPal.
Work.
It's just like PayPal.
Really?
Integrating it in X, something else you can buy
into. You know how
into.
Everyone's got their own streaming service now? I guess X has their own payment system now.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Yeah, it's just like Apple Pay or
no kidding.
I don't know, whatever, Google Pay, stuff like that.
All right. So you could be shopping at your local Costco,
right?
And with your newfangled basket that has a screen on it that might talking to you as you go through the store and point out a bargain that you should have because they know all of your history, what you're likely to buy, and what you think about.
The integrated AI will be kind of going into your head, looking at your shopping habits and then making those decisions for you, maybe even turning the cart for you down whatever aisle it prefers to have you go down.
How does it feel to go from living in the era before barcodes to this?
Yes. Well, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I can't believe the technological advances.
It's crazy stuff.
I don't want to shop like this. I don't want to be told what I want to buy. I want to buy what I want to buy.
Exactly. Well, that's why we've got to keep supporting our small businesses, our mom and pops, you know,
Keep thinking like that, Sam. You know, a young guy like you, pretty naive. They're controlling you. You don't know it, but they have total control.
They got you.
Okay.
Yeah. I've been had. Oh,
yes,
no.
Yes, I know. Just wait till they have all those apartment buildings on top of those Costcos all over the country.
You can't wait for that.
All right, this is a really good story. This is a heartwarming story. This is a great thing that happened.
All right.
This older gentleman attended a Wisconsin hearing that basically came out against anti-trans people. Okay. It was an anti-trans bill. And as he was sitting there listening to the advocates of the trans community, he changed his mind. Let's cut 182 here. Let's
Good
listen.
Time?
Yep.
I don't think we have time, John.
Oh,
no, we don't.
We don't have time?
We'll get it on the other side. That is good. I heard about this. I heard about would you know where it was? Where this bill was being considered?
I'm not sure. I think it's a Wisconsin bill.
Oh,
it's
really?
A hearing in Wisconsin.
I did hear that the assembly on Thursday or Friday passed, I think it was 4 anti-trans bills. I got to look into that, though, for what exactly they all handled.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, they're trying to pass this. You know, they're just jumping on board the national movement, the red state movement in regards to anti-trans bills. And this, you know, the advocates for the transgender community made such a great argument that this guy changed his mind.
Wow.
It's a great comment.
We'll get to that in our next hour. News is coming up next. Don't forget our Text to Win contest, Break into Spring, happening right after 7 o'clock. Also, we'll talk to the Western Dane Democracy Project coming up on John and Gordy.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will take a look at our NCAA basketball brackets after weekend number one. Also, the news of the weekend. Get you caught up. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Did you know that Wisconsin has a new, quick, and free online tax filing tool called IRS Direct File? Direct File is changing how people file their taxes and bringing more money into our state through the federal earned income tax credit and child tax credit. File your federal and state taxes online directly with the IRS from your smartphone or computer. On average, file in less than 1 hour. Available in English and Spanish. Visit directfile.irs.gov to see if you're eligible. Sponsored by United Way of Wisconsin.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Overnight, deportation flights resumed as nearly 200 Venezuelans arrived in Caracas. Today, a three-judge panel in Washington will hear arguments over the Trump administration's use of the Alien Enemies Act to deport suspected Venezuelan gang members. ABC's Christian Cordero has more.
President Trump escalates his feud with federal judge James Boasberg, calling Boasberg a constitutional disaster on social media. Boasberg has set a hearing for today to, quote, get to the bottom of whether the administration ignored his order to turn around flights bound for El Salvador carrying Venezuelan immigrants.
The administration says it acted lawfully. Talks have resumed in Saudi Arabia between the U.S. and Russia focused on ending the war in Ukraine. Ukraine not present at these talks. And genealogy company 23andMe filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy over the weekend. California's attorney general reminded consumers of their right to delete genetic information. This is ABC News. President Trump